Jane, good morning.
Good morning, Nathaniel.
So, Jane, can you tell us what exactly happened at Lombok?
Well, the earthquake on the north of Lombok is what we call a thrust earthquake, which is when there's a lot of compression sort of pushing on the rocks and they push together, and then eventually the fault will break through and one bit will move over another. And that's what happened with this particular earthquake.
And what do you believe has caused this shift in movement in the tectonic plates?
Well, it's an ongoing process. The Australian tectonic plate is moving towards Indonesia at a rate of 7 to 8 centimetres every year, which doesn't sound like much, but over a long time, that obviously builds up into quite a lot. And so there's a lot of pressure on the plate, and especially along the northern boundary of that plate as it collides with Indonesia. So it's not uncommon, as most people would be aware, for there to be earthquakes in the area, and that's due to the Australian plate moving towards Indonesia.
It's always quite interesting how such little movement can cause such a big reaction. Now, Jane, are there other conditions around Lombok that make it more susceptible to these earthquakes?
Well, the interesting thing about Lombok is that it's not only getting earthquakes in the south from the subduction zone, which is where the Australian plate is starting to move under Indonesia, but also to the east of Lombok, the Australian plate is starting to ride over the top of the Indonesian island chain. And Lombok's sort of in that zone in the middle where things are changing over. And so that means that it can get some of these thrust earthquakes, not only from the south, but also in the north, which is where the most recent ones happened. So it's going to be getting earthquakes sort of in all directions. It's a very active area.
Gosh, well, the recent earthquakes that happened in northern Lombok was in quite a shallow area. And as I'm sure you know, when shallow earthquakes rupture the seafloor, much larger and more dangerous tsunamis can occur. Is this potentially a possibility?
Yes, there's certainly a tsunami risk from those thrust earthquakes in the north of Lombok. Fortunately, the ones that have been occurring in the last week or so have been on land. So although there's still an awful lot of damage, there's not the risk of tsunami. But when they occur under the ocean, as mentioned, because of the movement of those rocks, it can push the water up, and that can cause a tsunami wave. And there certainly is a very real risk of tsunamis occurring from earthquakes to the north of Lombok, as well as from the area to the south as well.
And, well, what are the chances of these earthquakes or potential tsunamis affecting Australia?
There's less chance of them having a really big impact on Australia. Any waves that are generated from tsunamis in that area certainly would probably be measured on the northwest coast, which is the area that's most vulnerable to earthquakes from the Indonesian area there. And so there would be possible risk to port facilities and so on in the northwest area. But because most of our population centres are in the south, either on the west coast in Perth or Sydney and Melbourne, there's really no risk from those particular earthquakes to the major cities in the south.
Right. Just one last question for you. Are there any chances of more earthquakes?
Yes, unfortunately so. It's a very active area, so we should certainly be expecting more earthquakes. Unfortunately, we cannot predict when they are going to happen. But we do know that the Australian plate is continuing to move, and these earthquakes will continue to occur. Whether they occur, you know, within the next few years or the next few decades, it's impossible for us to tell. But we do know that they will happen, yes.
Right. Well, hopefully these people, you know, they're not affected by any more earthquakes anytime soon. I think they've been through enough lately. Jane, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome.